he includes himself in that. Maybe he was just doing that to make the people feel good. I don't know. But whoever wrote that included himself in there. He said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. If Paul wrote that, he's a pretty good fellow, wasn't he? He's a godly man. He said, let us. You know what that means? That's Paul's way of admitting that he had a besetting sin in his life. And hey, it gives me a little hope to know if Paul had some, then okay. I know I got some, all right. Some things that I struggle with. Certain sins. And I've struggled with them for a long time. What was that? Was that you? Sound like a crow or something. I don't know what that was. But just got some things there that I want the victory over. I do. I'm tired of dealing with them. Y'all feel like that about some things in your life? Just stuff that and the thing about those besetting sins is it says that so easily beset us. Some of these things, they just whoop me easy, you know. It's just something that for whatever reason I have a real weakness there. And they get me quick and they get me easy. And it bothers me. I don't like it. I don't like it that I give in to those things and I commit those sins. And I would sure love in this new year to get some victory over those things. To be able to say that I'm done with that, that the Lord's given me victory over. And here's the thing about it. I really believe standing in this pulpit that the Lord can give me victory over those things. I don't believe that I have the ability to do it, but I still believe Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I believe the Lord can help me. He can help me to get victory over these besetting sins, and that's what I hope. That's on my bucket list for the new year, that the Lord will give me some victory over things that I've struggled with for a long time. Would any of you in here without a show of hands be willing to admit that you've got some things you've struggled with for a long time? Wouldn't it be great to get some victory over that? Just to know the Lord had set you free. You were delivered and you were through with that thing. Well, put that on your bucket list. Make that a priority for this new year. Just take that thing to the Lord and say, Lord, I've been struggling with this a long time. You know it, man. You've talked it over many a day. I've had to confess this thing many a time. You know all about it. And Lord, I'm tired of it. I don't want to do it anymore. Help me with it. Help me with it. Here's what I know about getting victory over certain sins, any sin for that matter. It's the Lord that's going to give us victory. I believe that. I believe that. But at the same time, I do believe that you and I are responsible to make certain choices in order for God to grant us the victory that we need in our lives. See, the easy thing, wouldn't it be wonderful if you just went to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm tired of this sin. Just take that away from me. And he just said, boop, and it's gone, and you never had to deal with it anymore. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? That's usually not how that works, so is it? Now, he can take it away, he can give you victory, but he generally expects you and I to make choices, to make decisions, to at least put forth some type of effort to help ourselves get victory over these things. So what I need to do, what I understand here tonight, is that to get the victory that I desire in 2016, there's some choices I'm going to have to make, some decisions I'm going to have to make. There's some things I'm going to have to do in this new year in order for me to have the victory that I desire the Lord to grant me in my life. And I would imagine the same is true in your life as well. But here's the thing, if we can make those choices and get that victory, man, we'll be so glad that we did. We'll be so glad that we made those choices. So that's another thing on my bucket list is getting some victory over some sins, besetting sins. Got just a couple more. And the truth of the matter is, I could have put 10,000 things in this bucket, but I didn't figure y'all want to put up with listening to me that long. So just put a few things in this bucket here. This is another one. It's another one. I want to spend more quality time in prayer in 2016 than I did in 2015. More quality time. I mean, just getting alone with the Lord and spending more time with the Lord in prayer. That's on my bucket list. That's something I want to do. The Bible says to pray without ceasing, right? And if you study the Bible, Old, New Testament, the whole thing, you study it, you see that prayer is very important. It's very, very important. And I think that is something that goes neglected many times in our lives as Christians. We neglect that prayer time. Now, we pray, you know, when we sit down and have a meal or something, we'll ask the Lord to bless the food, that sort of thing, which is the right thing to do, by the way. And I think shame on any of us if we can sit down and eat a meal and not be grateful to God for the fact that he's give us something to eat, okay? So it's all right, and that's a good thing to do. We need to pray. Good to pray in church if you get called on to pray. That's a blessing. Praise God if you get opportunity to pray and talk to the Lord in public. But that's not what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about this thing, you know, where you get in bed at night and you just now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep and all that, you know, and then go to sleep. That's all right, but I'm talking about you, myself, making time. Y'all following me? Making time where we get with the Lord and we get away from all the hustle and the bustle and all the noise and all the junk that's going on around us. And we have that closet time, that time where we just spend time in prayer with the Lord, just talking to the Lord. And the praying can involve, and it should involve, all sorts of things. It should involve us praying for others, no question about it. It should involve us making our requests known to God and seeking his provision in our lives, seeking his will and his direction in our lives. It should involve a whole lot. And one thing we definitely don't need to leave out in our praying is being sure that when we pray, we just express our gratitude and our thankfulness to him for what he's already done in our life. And just give him praise for who he is, for all that he's done, for all that he's accomplished. That I think we let slip far too often. That good quality time in prayer. Folks, we really need that. And that's something that's on my list and I've had people ask me before, you know, how long should I pray? Well, that's between you and the Lord, all right. Now, I pray without ceasing, that pretty well sums it up. We ought to be at least in the spirit of prayer all the time, okay? But I'm not going to tell somebody that you need to go into your prayer closet and you need to stay in there 3 hours every day and you need to, hey, some days you may be able to go into your prayer closet and spend 3 hours. The next day you may not be able to do that. But the thing is making time every day to get along with the Lord and have that good quality time where you talk things over with the Lord. That's important. That's on my bucket list, and I'm going to give you one more here tonight that's on my list. And this one, in the year 2016, I want to read through my Bible at least one time. At least one time. And really, that's setting the bar kind of low, to be honest with you, because probably should read through it more than that. But I would think for me personally, and again, this, you know, I'm not putting this on anybody else, but for me personally, I think I need to at least read through my Bible one time in the year 2016. I need to go through it. I'm talking about from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Go all the way through there and read my Bible. A lot of people, they tell me, I read my Bible, you know, and what the thing is, they'll flip it open and they'll read like a psalm a day, you know, something like that, and that's all their Bible reading. Well, that's all right. I try to read the Psalms each morning. I try to do that. But I think Bible reading ought to be more than just reading a psalm every now and again. You know what I mean? We need to dedicate ourselves to reading through God's book. This is what the Bible is, right? We're not talking about man's book. We're talking about God's book. This is God's book that he gave us. This is how we learn about the Lord. This is how we are able to hear from God, okay, so that we learn his will. We get his direction. We find his strength. Everything that we need, it's right here in the pages of this book. Now, praying, I've heard it said like this, praying is you talking to God. Reading your Bible is God talking to you. Now, that's a simplified way of saying it, but there's truth in that, okay? Because when you read God's book, that really is the Lord talking to you. That's God being able to speak directly to you as an individual and tell you what it is he wants to tell you. And I think that as Christians, we need to just purpose it, okay? 2016, I'm going to read all the way through my Bible this year. Going to do it. Now, how are you going to do that? How are you going to read all the way through your Bible? And here's what I know. And there are people, folks, that have been saved for a long, long time that have never read their Bible. They've never read all the way through it. Now, you understand, I'm not talking about somebody who's, you know, maybe handicapped or something like that. I'm talking about normal, healthy people that are of sound mind and sound body and are capable of doing it. There are Christians who have never read all the way through their Bible, and they've been saved for a lot of years. I'm not talking about somebody that just got saved last week, okay? You got to cut somebody like that a little slack. You know, you don't have to be so hard on them. But when you've been saved for 15 years and you never read all the way through your Bible, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. It's obvious that the Bible is not a priority. I can tell you, when you know the starting lineup for the Alabama Crimson Tide or the Auburn Tigers, but you can't read all the way through your Bible, your priorities are messed up. Priorities are messed up. And there's folks, they can tell you about this, and they can tell you about this, and they know all these facts and all these numbers, and they've read through this magazine and read through this book and all this stuff. And they've never read all the way through their Bible. Maybe there's somebody here tonight, you've never read all the way through your Bible. I'm not trying to be harsh with you. I'm trying to encourage you, okay? I'm trying to encourage you. And what I want to encourage you to do is put it on your bucket list for 2016 that you're going to read all the way through your Bible at least one time. At least one time. Start in Genesis and just come through. Do what you got to do. Make the time. Read all the way through it. Learn as much as you can. And I've had people tell me, well, I read through there, and there's so much of it I don't understand. Well, join the club. Anybody that's honest to tell you that when you read through the Bible, there's going to be a lot of it you don't understand. A lot of it. And by the way, if you read through it this year, there's a lot in there you don't understand. If God tarries and you're still alive and you read through it again in 2017, there's still going to be a lot you don't understand. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. This is God's book. It's like I told you before, a fella said, if I could understand everything in the Bible, that would mean I was as smart as God. You and I are not smart as God, okay? So we'll never understand everything that's in there. I also heard another fella say, it's not the things in the Bible I don't understand that bother me. It's the stuff in there I do understand that I'm not doing that bothers me. There's plenty in here for you to understand. Plenty. You just got to make it a priority. Now, here, I'm going to be honest with you. When I get to 1st and 2nd Chronicles, that's hard reading, brother. I mean, anybody that's honest to tell you, that's hard reading when you just go chapter after chapter and it's just one name after another and you and I don't know what in the world or how in the world to pronounce those names. You know, you just read through there and do the best you can. You don't know how to say that name. That's hard reading, okay? It's hard reading. you know what you do? You just bear down and you read right on through it. That's what you do. You don't quit just because it's hard. I expect tomorrow some of you's going to go to work. You're going to have a hard day at work. But you know what you'll do? You'll bear down and you'll make it right on through that day, won't you? You're reading your Bible, you find a hard spot, just bear down, read on through it. Just keep reading. Just keep reading. And you know what God will do? You keep reading on through those tough things, and every once in a while, he'll give you a little nugget there. He'll show you something. I'm serious as a heart attack. He'll show you something if you'll just keep reading on through there. That's on my bucket list. I want to read all the way through it again. I've read through my Bible now. I honestly could not tell you how many times I've read through it. I haven't kept up with it. Maybe I should have. Some people have. They can tell me, well, I read through my Bible 150 times. You know, they know every time. I haven't kept up with it through the years. I honestly don't know, but I do know I've been through it. And I know that I want to go through it again. And if I live to 2017, I want to go through it again. And I just want to keep reading this Bible and keep reading this Bible and keep reading this Bible, either until I die or the Lord comes or I get to the point where I am no longer physically capable of reading the Bible. I just want to keep on with it. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us be here tonight. And Lord, they're just some real simple, practical things that mean a lot to me. Things that I hope to accomplish in the new year. Lord, it sure be wonderful if you just come on back and get us. If you choose not to, I pray that you would help us to enter this new year with some excitement, with some purpose, with some goals in mind, having a vision, a list, a determined list of some spiritual things that we're going to try to accomplish in this new year. Give us grace and help to accomplish these things. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all are dismissed. That's the end of the service.